When we moved to the country several years ago, I never planned to own guinea hens or any other kind of farm animals. I wanted to spend my spare time planting trees, which are creatures that don't need to be fed, sheared, milked, or rounded up on a regular basis. But that all changed last June when my wife took a call from a worried nursery school teacher. She had just pulled a tick from the ear of our 18-month-old daughter. We acted surprised, yet the truth is we knew our 4 acres was teeming with ticks. These are dog ticks which don't carry Lyme disease, yet to avoid further embarrassment, we had to do something. I chose not to use pesticides because spraying for ticks would also kill birds, bees, and beneficial insects. Instead, I opted for what my extension agent called a biological control. I bought 6 guinea chicks, which I carried home from the feed store in a shoebox. I'd been assured by several local sources, as well as TV host and agricultural expert Rosie O'Donnell, that the guinea hen is a veritable tick-eating machine. Until the chicks got bigger, I kept them in a dog cage that was set up inside an old shed. Unfortunately, only one ever got bigger. Coyotes and raccoons ate the rest. By the time the lone guinea was big enough to run free, tick season had come and gone. During 4 months of winter, my snowbound freeloader ate 50 pounds of laying mash. Now it's spring, the ticks are back, and guess what? The guinea has no interest in leaving our driveway. She's formed a bizarre attachment to my 94 old sedan. I don't have a garage, so the guinea roosts on my car every night. And as I drive away, she runs beside me for 50 yards or so, squawking her head off like a jilted lover. The dysfunctional guinea, I'm afraid to say, is the most recent of my failed attempts at chemical-free pest control. 2 years ago, I tried using a shop vac to suck up a swarm of squash beetles that invaded my garden. It was great fun, but the damage was done, and the pumpkins died anyway. Before that, I tried, unsuccessfully, to stop deer from munching my trees by sprinkling them with hair clippings from my dad's barber shop. Now, don't get me wrong. Like millions of Americans, I support the use of organic pest controls as a viable way to protect the environment. However, it's naive to think that these earth-friendly techniques will succeed simply because they're the right thing to do. Early detection is crucial, because organic controls don't have the knockout power of heavy-duty agrochemicals. It takes knowledge of plant and insect cycles to know where and when to apply these less toxic methods. That's why organic farmers spend so much time walking, watching, and listening to the land. So don't expect good results with natural pest controls unless you're willing to invest the necessary work and research they require. If you try to wing it, you'll probably end up disappointed, and maybe even with a psycho guinea hen for a hood ornament.